We are being joined by Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. I'm afraid things haven't really changed much as far as the nonsense weather goes, because that's what it is. There's no major storms. It's all inconvenience. That's all it is. And, you know, at the wrong time. But today won't be a bad day. We'll have partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy. And we'll have highs in the mid-30s, which is normal. Tonight, snow showers will come in around midnight or thereafter. A light accumulation is expected. We're thinking around an inch, mid-20s overnight. Any snow showers tomorrow morning will give way to some sun, 35 to 40. Your Christmas, let's go to Christmas Eve. Some people may be attending religious services. We're expecting cloudy skies and very, very late at night, more toward Christmas morning, a wintry mix. That wintry mix, Christmas morning, will go over to rain showers. I don't know if they'll end. They may just be intermittent, with a high between 35 and 40, and your day after Christmas, cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s. So I'm afraid Christmas Day is, you know, nothing heavy, Marshall, but like I said, nuisance and inconvenient.
Yeah, but you know what? We have a possibility of having a little white snow on the ground for Christmas Eve and for Christmas morning. Right?
Right. A little bit.
A little bit. But enough, even if it's like a quarter of an inch, to have the white on the ground, maybe Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, it'll blow away all the light, the intermittent rain that might come later on. It really will. Okay. Because there is nothing like waking up on Christmas morning to having snow, then seeing snow on there. That just completes it. And even though if it starts to snow a little bit, and there's just snow in the air on Christmas Eve, I mean, what more can you ask for? You don't want a blizzard Christmas Eve. You don't want a blizzard Christmas Day. You just want some snow. For me, that's so. I look at this forecast and I say, you know what? It's a good forecast. There's no ice in it. there's no heavy winds. 30 to 40 miles an hour. I think it's a pretty good forecast.
Okay, so Marshall likes it, folks.
Yep, and Marshall likes it. It's like kind of like that TV commercial. Mikey likes it.
Yeah, right.
Marshy likes it. So, of course, you know, starting off this morning, I get in here and I sit down. And just as we're getting set to take over from NPR, my computer decides to go crazy. I said, now, why is this going to happen on Christmas Eve? But I'm in a much better mood now, Pat. You know, it's our 35th year of broadcasting on AM 1020.
Yeah, well, that's great. That is really great. Yeah, and you know, it's a countdown, 2 days left. I have a little bit of baking to do, so I will do that. And that's pretty much it. You know, all the gift buying and wrapping and all of that stuff is done.
I did a little bit of baking yesterday.
You did?
I have a trainer that works with me, and Jane is coming over and is going to have a session with me today. And I made her, I think, two or three really big tamales, chicken tamales. And I'm going to tell her when they're already cooked, so she doesn't, you know, take the corn wrapping off. And the best way to make these is put a layer of either black beans or refried beans on the bottom of a plate, and put them in, and then you microwave them for 4 minutes, and they're terrific. So that was my Christmas baking that was done yesterday. Tamales.
Okay, that's not bad.
Holy tamale, making tamales for Christmas.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm going to wind up making a batch of chocolate chips. I'm going to do something called breakaways, and they're really, really delicious. They're made with Keebler crackers and there's like a nice coating of sugar and cinnamon that go over it, and then it hardens, and you break them all up, and they really are tasty. And I'm going to do my famous tomorrow night I'm going over to my friends in town.
Yeah, you've got to have your Christmas cookies, right?
I did those last week. I'm not
the
doing
rainbow
them again.
Okay, the rainbow ones. Okay, you already did.
That's the end of that. I'm doing the ice cream cake. which is made out of ice cream sandwiches. And I'll, you know, and I'll fix it all up, make it very Christmas-like, freeze it today so that it's ready for tomorrow night. Bring that over tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, bring the rest of the stuff out to Long Island and be done with it. And before you know it, we'll be welcoming 2022.
You know, I used to love years ago, there was the ice cream, it wasn't Carvel, what was the ice cream store, the original ice cream store that everybody got, used to buy ice cream cakes from? Oh my gosh, how could I forget? They used to have the whale, Santa Claus.
Carvel.
Carvel, that's it, Carvel. And what people what was great is that the whale was the same shape as Santa Claus, just turned on its side. But their ice cream, and there's still a few of those left, their ice cream cakes, I'm sorry, their ice cream cakes were the best. I think they were the best. There were very few companies that could match what Carvel did with his ice cream cakes. Because he had a mixture, it was like a mixture of soft ice cream that was kind of like regular ice cream. And either,
well, you could still buy those cakes, you know, you can get them at the supermarket too.
Yeah, but it was something if it came out of a Carvel store. I'm sorry, it was just something special. But anyway, Fudgy the Whale, and I remember, and Santa Claus. The only difference was it turned Santa Claus on its side, and it became Fudgy the Whale. You gotta love business people. You gotta love them.
Yeah, and again, you still could find. There are still some Carvel stores around.
Yes, there are.
But not as many as they used to be.
No, we used to stop at the Carvel store going into New York because my father was an entertainer. He was going all the time. It was just, it was off to Sawmill Parkway, just about, I'll say, 25 minutes outside of New York, out of the city. And, of course, when we went into the city to see family or friends, or when we were going to Bayonne, New Jersey, we'd always stop and get a Carvel cake. And we'd also, coming back, if there was nothing special going on, we'd stop and just get a little dish of Carvel ice cream. See, memories like that never go away.
Yeah, you know. I remember as a kid, there also used to be Carvel trucks that would come around.
Yes. Yep.
They're gone now.
Yep, they're gone. There's some neighborhoods that have, in the summertime, that have the ice cream trucks that come around. And as a kid, you used to hear the jingling of the bells and the stuff before it got on your block, and you knew it was coming.
there was what, Mr. Softy?
Mr. Softy, that's right. Anyway.
I'm trying to remember, there was a green truck, I grew up in Brooklyn, called Freezer Fresh, and then let's not forget the small little white truck called the Good Humor truck.
Good Humor, that's right. And now you've got drug dealers driving around. That's not funny, but it's true. That was a problem for a while there. Well, Pat, we've reminisced enough. And now, do you work tomorrow or do you take tomorrow off? I forget.
No, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
here. So you're here for Christmas Eve.
Yes.
All right, that's good. And then we won't hear from you till a Monday.
That's right.
Well, all right. Well, I want you to finish preparing for Christmas Eve here, Pat, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All righty. You have a good one, everybody. Enjoy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.